Welcome to the Revolt Lap podcast. Revolutionaries, we're excited to give you Asael today, principal from Rio Hondo in South Texas, Mr. R. He's going to give you just some amazing things that he's doing that you can absolutely implement within your culture or within your professional development that you're doing within your school. So we hope you enjoy Mr. R today.
Hello, revolutionaries. We are so happy and blessed that you're with us today again, and we hope that all is well in your world. We're happy to bring to you a member of our professional learning network who's doing fantastic things in his school to raise the bar for reaching kids. And you know what, I'm not going to steal all of his tagline, but I'm going to definitely borrow part of it to inspire a new generation of learners and leaders. So we have to have Asael with us. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing fantastic.
That's good. so as always here, we're going to bring guests to you who are doing revolutionary things in their schools with their students. To hopefully share some things that you could take back to your school and to make a difference. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We like to start off with a question to help our audience get to know you a little bit better. So as you answer this question, make sure you tell us, actually before that, tell us where you are, your position, and you know what's going a little bit about what's going on with you right now.
Okay. Again, thanks for having me here, Derek and Darren. Again, I'm Asael, Mr. R, but that's how the kids and the teachers call me, is Mr. R. I'm from South Texas. You can't get any further than where I'm at. We're about maybe 20 minutes from the border. So, but yeah, this is my second year at Rio Hondo High School. Prior to this, I was at the middle school there for 2 years. When I was at the middle school for 2 years, we're planning on opening up a new middle school. So I was working with the designers and everything and trying to bring in, you know, collaboration rooms and stations and all sorts of neat things to the middle school. And right before it opened, I was called in by the superintendent and he's like, "Hey, we might have a change of plans." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, I know you've been working on the middle school for the past 2 years, but we need you at the high school." So I'm like, "All right, let's rock and roll." So I didn't even get a chance to open it. My name is on the plaque as quote unquote the first principal of Rio Hondo Middle School, but never got a chance to open the building. But I was meant to be at the high school, so that's where I've been at for the past 2 years.
But that plaque is about the aura, isn't it?
That's
the
it.
The aura of Mr. R is still there, middle school. Hey,
that's it.
Darren, how many principals do you know have been named the first principal of a building but never worked in that building?
I think I'm the only one right here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. That's a legacy building right there.
Definitely.
All righty. So we're going to get to our first question. And with our first question, this is a good way for our audience to connect with you, to get to know you a little bit better and a little bit deeper. All right. So our first question to you is, tell us who you were, tell us who you are, and tell us who you hope to be.
That's deep right there. I guess, and I'll start off with who I was, starting off in education. I was this eager first year teacher. This is about 25, 26 years ago. And I thought I knew it all. And I was a decent teacher for the first, you know, say 3 years or so. I didn't know myself. I thought I was doing a decent job. But now looking back, I'm like, man, hopefully I didn't mess anyone up. But you know, I think going into my fourth year, I started learning about myself as a teacher, and some of I started to reflect and I started seeing things from a different perspective. And I think after probably like my third year, you know, going into the fourth, fifth year, that's when I became this teacher. And I was just looking at the fundamentals at the time. And I started breaking down things into try to be as simplistic as possible. And sure enough, I developed somewhat of a blueprint that kind of worked for me. And I was a U.S. history teacher. And the goal always was to get 100% passing on the state test. And 1 year, I was able to accomplish it. Out of 138 students, all 138 students passed. But it took a lot of hard work, dedication, and just being passionate about, you know, not only the subject matter, and that's what, you know, at times we get lost with our content, especially like at the middle school and the high school. We love history, we love math, and sometimes we get lost in it, and we forget about kids. And you know, before we can teach content, we have to remember that, you know, that we're there teaching kids. So I made it a point to make sure that I was reaching out to every single kid. And I believe, you know, just by doing all these little things, I was able to accomplish that 100% passing. So, yeah, it was a great moment for me. One, probably the greatest achievement, or one of the greatest achievements of my professional career, that 100% passing. And again, you know, there was a lot of collaboration on my end, and I had to give up my personal interest for the campus, for the greater self. So those are just some things that I learned. Eventually I wanted to make a bigger impact, and I went into administration, and I was an AP for, I want to say, 7 years. And now this is total my seventh year as a principal. I'm at a point where I've been getting a lot of support from my PLN. And again, discovering Twitter has been a big help for me. I've grown a lot over the past several years. And trust me, the first time I started on Twitter back in 2012, I didn't know a lick about social media. And I was that guy that I didn't have Twitter, I didn't have Facebook, I didn't believe in any of that. But then I went to a conference and kind of made me open up my eyes a little. And that conference was with Alan November. And you know, he made us start Twitter.
Oh yeah,
and, right. And I was a lurker, you know, at first you're just lurking around. And then I started getting more active and you know, just started making connections with Darren and Glenn and so on. So I'm at a point to where I believe I have something of value to say, something of value to share. And hopefully I can take it to the next level. And of course I aspire to be someone like you guys, and maybe one day be a National Digital Principal of the Year.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
You bet. I think one of the things to talk about for you, I mean, you've got a couple things going on right now. And I don't want to want everyone, I think what everyone's going to gauge from you is there's a passion for what you do, but there's also humility. But I think people need to know what you're doing. Your t-shirt is probably the first piece. But also I'm real curious about you're doing some cool things for professional development for your staff too. And if those two kind of marry each other in this question, then great. Otherwise, but just start with your t-shirt first, and then we can get to the PD later if we need to.
All right. So here's the shirt. This is our, you know, this is what we kind of want to represent every single day, every day, you know, at every moment. And that is to model, inspire, connect, and achieve. And as a leader, I, you know, and this will kind of lead me into that other segment. But And I've kind of broken it down into two parts. And the first part, as a teacher, if you follow these words, you know, as far as in your lesson, in your classroom, you know, very, very important that you model the lesson. If you're not modeling the lesson, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, so it's an important piece of the lesson cycle itself. And then just to make it quick and short here, you know, if you're not inspiring your students, you know, and I'm talking about the actual lesson, the activity, the task. And again, you know, as a history teacher, I understand that we're going to, you know, that we have those activities that quote unquote might be uninspiring, such as say definitions or, you know, defining academic vocabulary. But regardless, we should still find a way to try to inspire kids regardless. And that's going to be every single day in every part of the lesson. Because if you're not inspiring kids, they're not going to be learning anything. And then, of course, connecting. Connecting is another important part of your lesson, that if you're not connecting with the kid, forget you. You know, and like I said earlier, we're not there to teach the content. And if that's your goal, if your goal is to teach the content, you're not going to be successful at all. At least that's the way I see it. You're going to have to be able to connect with every single kid, and not just, you know, it's not just about, you know, this is, you know, we're doing this lesson because we have to, because I have to cover it, because the state mandates that I cover this lesson. No, this is why. And be able to make that connection with the kid, not only, you know, in their personal interest, but also in their community. And that way kids, we're going to, you know, they're going to be, you know, once they see that connection, they know that you do care about them. And lastly, the achieve part, you do all these three things in your lesson, you're going to achieve. And that's just the way I see it. And now the second part will lead me into the other series.
Hold on 1 second, though. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So you're talking these four words that you have for staff. Has that transferred over into your student body as well?
Yes. Yes, it has. And I shared this earlier with Derek. And as far as my students this year, and it kind of came out on graduation night. Our top 10 students are always given a part to speak at graduation, and their speeches were inspiring. They were connecting with the world for the first time. I mean, I know this is just my second graduating class, but this one class just took it to a different level as far as their speeches. They included the Black Lives Matter. They included mental health and depression and, you know, the mental health awareness and just standing up and it just made me so proud as a principal, like, wow, this is kind of what I've been waiting for. This is it. And just in those speeches alone, man, that was the pinnacle right there.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned the word connect, because the one thing I get from your posts that come up, and even if I don't catch you, my Twitter account automatically kind of stars yours, but it's usually about how your kids are connecting with the community or things they're creating and how that possible job is connecting with a future job, the things they're doing in the classroom. And so that's what I encourage our listeners, our viewers, is, I mean, here's someone to follow, because I think your ultimate goal is to really help your kids understand what their place is in society and contribute to it. But you do that really well with your posts and how you try to connect what they're doing so people can see it for a larger audience too.
And you know what, a few years back, this buddy of mine, he was working out at the Port of Brownsville. And he was telling about this computer, is one of his IT guys. And he shared the story with me. And he's like, you know what, this IT guy came over from Mexico, didn't know much English. But you know what? You give him a problem, he's going to solve it. He has limited English, but you know what? He doesn't care. He's going to call whatever maker from either China or whoever it is, Japan, wherever it was made, he's going to find a way to solve it. And that's kind of like what I try to, you know, what we try to do at Rio Hondo High School, that, you know what, I want our kids to be able to survive and not only survive, but thrive in any given, you know, situation with any problem that they might, you know, come up, and for them to solve it. And that's what we're trying to create, problem solvers. And not only, you know, I just don't want for them to be successful, like say in Rio Hondo, Texas. No, I want for them to be, you know, successful in Dubai, wherever they, you know, their lives might take them.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Now you can go ahead and segue over to what you're doing for PD.
You know, I'm going to sit on my question just for a little bit longer, but yeah, please share with us about that PD.
All right. So the PD and, you know, again, me as the instructional leader, and I was sharing this with Derek, that I have to model, like, you know, COVID-19 kind of shut us down, and I didn't let that kind of shut me down as the instructional leader. And I still had to find a way to provide some type of professional development. So when we shut down, I was thinking of ways and trying to connect with somebody. And I'm always chatting with Glenn Robbins. So Glenn gives me this idea. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm doing this with my staff. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about this. You know, so thank you for the idea. And I told him, I'm going to steal your idea and I'm gonna make it my own. And, you know, and he's like, hey, no problem. So Glenn Robbins gave me the idea, and it's, I've kind of, you know, just run with it. And at first we were looking, or I was hunting down people to present to my staff. And so of course the first person I asked was Glenn Robbins. And I'm like, hey buddy, it was your idea. So there you go, man, knock yourself out. So he spoke to our staff and the sessions last about 30 minutes. And at first, you know, again, like I said, I was trying to reach people. So then, you know, kind of reached out to Dr. Ryan Jackson, you know, the Right Leader, and Lavana, and some of these individuals, some of these quote unquote edustars. And after a few of them, then other people started reaching out to me. And, you know, kind of like, hey, Mr. R, like, I want to be a part of your session. I want to speak. So lately I haven't been asking anyone. They've just been coming in, and it's been great. We've been having some great sessions. We had Charity Dot the other day, and it was a great session because she talked about blended learning. So we're going to try to implement some of these things for the upcoming school year. This week we had Kevin Lichtman from Academic Mindset. And again, you know, all these sessions, you know, even though they just last 30, 45 minutes, they're helping us become better teachers, you know, for next school year and whatever situation comes our way with COVID-19.
So I love how you're innovating your PD and really connecting to the world of people out there who are committed to helping you and your staff grow, you know, and a lot of people don't tap into their professional learning networks, their PLNs like that. You know, a lot of us still think of Twitter as something that we post a great picture to or post a quote to, instead of really connecting, instead of using it to connect and grow. You know, this is your, what year principal, for what year principal?
This is my seventh year. I've completed 7 years now.
Gotcha. So go back and talk to first year Mr. R principal, or think about another first year principal out there, wherever they are, and consider a great message about getting connected and really think about the value that your PLN is bringing to your PD now. What would you tell them?
Oh man, I guess going back, to me being a first year principal, now looking back again, kind of like a similar situation when I was teaching, I thought I knew it all, but I didn't. And so it's very important that you connect with people and connect with people that are going to want to help you. Surround yourself with positive people that are going to elevate you. If you surround yourself with the wrong people, it could be disaster. Yeah. So reach out, connect, and have those, you know, those people that are a phone call away, and do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, to ask for help. I think now is the seventh year, say principal, I'm reaching out more because now I know that, I don't know it all. I don't have all the answers. And it's important that you share that message with your staff that, we have to be transparent. And if you don't know the answer, teachers are going to see right through you. Just like kids in the classroom. If you try to, come up with something that's not true, they're going to pick that, pick up on that. So definitely be transparent. Don't be afraid, because we've all been there, and I'm here to help.
So I just wanted to hit on that PD while it was a relevant topic. Because, like I say, we see your post about the PD, and we hear the transformational, the tweets from teachers about how impactful your PD is. So to me, that's a revolutionary practice that we all can get behind, whether it's an EduStar or not, somebody with a million followers or 100 followers. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. If you have the right message,
correct,
bring the right message and help my staff. But I do want to go back to model, inspire, connect, and achieve. All right. So you did a great job telling us about it again, which is cool. But where did it come from? Where does that come from?
It just came from me. I mean, it was just I was inspired, I guess, on this end by the Wright leader, Vernon Wright. He's been another mentor of mine. And we just started talking, and he's given me some ideas, some coaching ideas. And so I came back. We met up at Rewire in New Jersey, and we just kind of hit it off, and we talked, and so he shared some things with me. And so when I came back, I wanted to be able to focus or find, kind of like, let's have a laser focus on something.
Yes. Yes. That's what I get to. Please go ahead.
So there's, and I wanted some words or something to that teachers could hold on to, parents can hold on to, students can hold on to. And everyone, the whole learning community. And so I'm like, okay, what am I passionate about? What, where do I find meaning? What is it that represents me and what I'm trying to accomplish, here at the high school? And these are the words that, that I came up with. Usually I take my daily runs at 4 a.m. Sometimes I do it late in the evening. And everyone knows when Mr. R is running, watch out, because he's thinking and he's going to be calling people at 5 a.m. And sometimes I'll send out an email, and sure enough, one of my dean of instruction, she'll be like, "Sir, you were running this morning, weren't you?" And I'm like, "Why?" "Because you sent an email like at 5 a.m. or, you sent me a text." And I'm like, "Well, that's when I do the best thinking." But yeah, I came up with these words, and we've made shirts. So every staff member has it. And of course, I'm sending these shirts out to our speakers, whoever has come on, and they've become honorary, Rio Hondo High School Bobcat, Hall of Fame members. So,
so how important is it? So you develop your laser focus. You develop your focus. You develop your laser focus, and it's helping you bring your vision mission about to your school. How important is it that everyone, principals, teachers, whatever, spend some time working and developing their laser focus?
Oh, it's crucial. And you know what? People are reaching out to me, even say from the middle school, some teachers like, sure, hey, we want a shirt too. We want to be part of your culture that you're creating over there at the high school. But yeah, it's going to determine whether we're going to accomplish the things that, you know, that we say we're going to accomplish or not. My first year, and again, I'll share this with everyone. The reason that I was moved to the high school was because the principal there had retired. And at the time, the high school of the three campuses in our town, the high school was the lowest performing campus of the district. And it was the lowest performing high school in our county. They graded the high school with a 74. And at the time at the middle school, we had the highest score. And that's one of the reasons that I was moved. And in only 1 year, and this is what I told the soup, I'm like, sir, in 1 year, we turned it around. And we went from a 74 to an 85. So we had the biggest gain here in our county and probably South Texas as far as the turnaround that we had. And a lot, you know, has to do with the trust that the teachers had on me. You know, that trust is very, very important. And so they were able to trust me and trust the process. And yes, there was a lot of difficult conversations along the way, but we were able to accomplish those gains that we wanted to gain. So now, being at an 85, obviously, we want to take it to the next level. And the next level would be, you know, an A campus.
So I say, Al, don't you think that proves, though, too, that what we do in our profession, the most important thing is to understand the purpose of relationships? Because if you can do like you did with yours, for us, it's just relationships in my building. And that's what we preach to everyone. Because what you preach, the kids are going to hear and they're going to eventually do. How much of that do you think is true?
Oh, it's 100%, you're 100% true. And you know what? Relationships do matter. And, you know, every single day you'll see me out at breakfast duty. And the other phrase that I have, and I've been saying it since middle school, and that is send it. And so I was asked, like, what does send it mean? I'm like, well, the way I see it is I'm here to serve. You know, we're servant leaders. But you really have to embody that. So for example, when I'm at a breakfast duty, I'm never just standing around. That's the worst thing you can do. So first year principals, assistant principals, don't just stand at cafeteria duty. Walk around and develop those relationships. That's where I connect with students. So every single morning you're going to see me at breakfast duty, and I'm not there just to make those conversations with kids, but I'm there picking up their plates. You know, as soon as they're finished with breakfast, they already know. I'm like, hey, send it this way. And that way they know that, hey, I'm here to serve. I'm your principal here, and I want everyone to know who I am. And they already know. And I don't have a shirt that says Mr. R, high school principal. They already know, oh, yeah, that's Mr. R. And I'm there, and I want to be that first person that they see as soon as they walk on campus. That's just something that I live by. And I want there to, you know, I want every single student to see me. But yeah, you know, that send it, that servant leadership, very, very important. I'm always there at lunch duty. And at times I know the superintendent might be calling in a meeting. I'm like, sir, can it wait after lunch duty? Because this is, you know, I need for the kids to see me. And you know, same thing with the teachers. You know, sometimes I'll answer the phone and it'll be send it. And at first they didn't know what it meant. But then I explained to them, basically, hey, I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. And that's who I am. So now everyone in the entire district, well, not everyone, but a lot of folks, when they answer the phone, it's always send it.
You know why those are so powerful is because people already know who the principal is. They already know Mr. R is the principal, you know, but those things don't show who the principal is. They show what kind of principal.
Yeah.
That is a powerful message and a lesson and a mindset to develop as and not just a principal, but as a person who works with kids every day. You know, let them see you invest. I love that part. I'm going to ask what I think is a harder question. I'm going to ask a deeper question. So, you know,
let's go.
There you go. Because yes, sir, all four of these are transformative. Model, inspire, connect, and achieve. All four of those are transformative. Pick one.
Whew, man.
This is what revolutionaries do.
Man, that's a tough one right there. Pick one.
How about this? Pick one today. How about pick one today? Pick one today.
I'm going to go with inspire. Because at the end of the day, I want to inspire kids. You know, and I'm going to inspire kids by doing the others. That's the way I see it. By modeling, by connecting, and by achieving. So I would pick inspire. I just the other day I put up a post about my dad, and that is, you know, about playing catch, and you know, grew up poor, grew up in the hood. The only thing that I kind of looked forward to was playing, you know, playing baseball, and my dad would work, you know, every day. You know, basically from sun up to sundown. And at times he, you know, there was a few afternoons, say in the evening when he had a few minutes, you know, to play catch. And, you know, that right there, made me, I guess, looking back, made me have a dream. And, you know, back then my dream was to become a professional baseball player. And even though I'm not a professional baseball player, just that act that my dad had, you know, playing catch, made me dream. And so now that I'm at this point of my career, that's what I wanna create, or that's what I wanna be able to inspire for kids to have these dreams, and whatever the case might be, whatever they dream or whatever they inspire to be, I want to be able to have some type of, like, you know, part in that, or be able to guide them in the right direction, whatever the case might be. But I want our school to be able to inspire all those dreams.
So before I ask kind of the final question, I'm just kind of curious because, I mean, we were talking offline and you're probably going to start remote this year. So you have your four words. How challenging is it to live out those four words when you're remote? Or have you found ways to be able to incorporate those into what you're doing with teachers, obviously, but then teachers are doing with kids?
It's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it. I was in a panel last week with parents from India, Bangladesh, and Nepal. And there was it was four principals from the United States. And basically, they have the same concerns that we do. I know at the end of in March, when we went off on you know, due to our shutdown, we weren't prepared. We're not prepared at all. There wasn't much, and I've stated this to our teachers, there wasn't much of the, say, for example, new learning going on. It was all basically, let's support kids, and understandable, not to take away from teachers, but at the time there was more trauma, I guess, for our students, because they were basically taken from school, and now you're going to be at home. And all the concerns that were going on as far as, you know, the COVID-19 and, you know, people getting sick and so on and trying to stay safe. So, and then kids were, you know, especially like say high school kids, middle school kids, they don't have, you know, taking them away from those connections, because a lot of our kids, one of the main reasons that they go to high school or that they attend school is because of those connections, their friends, their relationships and so on. So a lot of our kids were suffering at home. And so we're just trying to support our students and support our staff. But now obviously we got to take it to a new level, and we got to be able to, you know, teach and have some authentic assignments. And that's one reason that I kind of been selecting certain individuals for our PD, like Charity Dodd and the Blended Learning. Then I was able to get Joyce Matthews from Scotland, and just she's awesome. And even, you know, Kevin Lykman as far as with the academic mindset. So I've been very careful with who I've been kind of reaching out to, and trying to make our teachers better and better prepared. We're finally going to have a platform for our teachers, and that is going to be, we're going to be using Schoology. So there's a lot of things that are happening, you know, providing, they want professional development. We're going to try to schedule meetings, and we're looking at ways, we don't have all the answers right now, but we're looking at ways to connect with students right off the bat. And you know, what is your first day going to look like as far as remote? So currently we're brainstorming and we're trying to figure it out. But definitely, you know, the four words are going to play an important part in, you know, this school year as well.
The four words are going to play a big part in my school year. I'm just here to tell you that I love your word choice, inspire. All four words are equally important, and I get that. That's why it was so hard to pick a word. But I love your word choice of the day, because I have been inspired today, truly, without a doubt. It is my sincere pleasure to have come to know you better. We were always connected on our PLA, but to know you better. So I'm here to ask, I have to ask one last question. This is our last question of our podcast today. We hope to have you back on later on. But what, in your opinion, what in education needs a true revolution?
I would have to go with professional development. And you know what, I was that teacher. You know what? A lot of times we get, and we try to do the best that we can, or we've always tried to do the best that we could, the way we knew. And so we've always done PD a certain way. And that it's got to change. As far as, you know, we're always saying we're all about, you know, say individual instruction for students, and we forget that when it comes to the adults. So having like a blanket professional development at times works, but if we go the individual route, the person, you know, him or herself, they're going to find more value, more meaningful than just a blanket PD. Our teachers, and there's a lot of teachers that I've tried to get on Twitter, and I tell them, hey, this is the best PD out there. Twitter, I'm learning every day. I'm reading articles. I'm reading all these posts. Every single day I'm learning. but it's kind of been difficult to kind of bring everyone along. There's a few here and there. But, you know, as far as, you know, and for me to try to convince him to do an ed chat or to go to an ed camp, forget that. You know what? But these or this PD that I've been doing with them, they love it. They're okay with them sitting back, and they're okay with asking questions, and, you know, and all of them partaking in the sessions. They're all chatting, they're all commenting, they're asking questions. And so they've loved this type of professional development. But yeah, it's something that's got to change. I'm trying to make that happen. And of course, the next thing is to do like a live national conference here in this area, because we don't get them. You know, probably the closest one that we've gotten here is in San Antonio, and but we have to drive. But my goal one day is to bring Derek McCoy down here, Darren, Glenn, you know, the right leader.
I'm on the way right now, so just get ready.
And teachers, you know what, teachers. Because I know when I went up to Rewire, and I'm in the middle of a conversation between Rich Allen, Beth Huff, Jay Billy, Rich Allen, and, you know, Glenn Robbins, you know, David Culberhouse. It's just like I'm like blown away, you know. So I would want our teachers to experience, you know, to experience something like that. So hopefully one day I'm going to be able to pull off a conference like that.
And I bet you will. So, SAL, can you tell people, how do they connect with you? You've mentioned Twitter a couple times, but kind of go through your social media links for the people can connect with you and learn more about you and your school and your work.
The main one that I have is my Twitter, Asael Rubalcaba. Then we also have our high school one, RHHS_Bobcats, and I put out a lot of stuff, and that's where you're going to see a bunch of our students, and even then, and I have to share this, and this is what I told my teachers, because I'm always, you know, students want that, you know, say that quote unquote that validation, so they know I'm on Twitter, and they'll usually come up to me like, sir, can you follow me on Twitter? I'm like, no, I can't. But then they're like, hey, sir, I'm doing this project in science class. Can you put me on Twitter? And they're like, and I know if you put me on Twitter, a lot of people are going to see it. I'm like, I'll be there. So I have kids coming up to me and they're like, sir, hey, I'm going to present this project in ag class. And can you be there? And, you know, 90% of the time, unless I'm in a meeting or stuck with a parent, I'll be there and I'll record kids, and man, they just enjoy it. So definitely Twitter is a big thing for me. I do have a Facebook account, and again, it's my name, Asael, ASAELRUVALCABA, Rubalcaba. And then I'm also on Instagram, Asael Rubalcaba, very, very easy. I do have a Voxer, and I'm in several groups on Voxer that we chat daily. So those are just my media outlets, social media outlets.
So one thing that strikes me, Mr. R, is you know, you talk about your work a lot, but you talk about your students more. So I sincerely appreciate that in a leader, somebody who is all about the kids getting what they need and putting kids where they're supposed to be, and that's up front. So we encourage our revolutionaries out there, please follow Asael on Twitter, follow him on social media, connect with him. Hopefully you'll get an invitation to do some PD. I know I haven't got an invitation to do some PD. Darren, invitation to do some PD?
What's that?
Did you get an invitation to do some PD at Rio Hondo High School? I know I haven't gotten it.
Hey, y'all better be ready.
Just today. For the future.
So, hey, for sure.
Yeah. So connect with him. His words about how we need to revolutionize PD are truth yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Connect with leaders and innovators like Asael to get inspired and to see some and to see what we can do and the power of what we do when we change. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Model, inspire, connect, and achieve. We promised you a good one, and Mr. R brought it. Please make sure you connect with Asael on social media. He's doing great things, and you'll want to stay connected with him. And speaking of being connected, thank you for listening today. We ask and encourage you to like, subscribe, and share Revolt Lab, a podcast in black and white with your friends. We're here to be the difference in your school and help start the revolution you need.